What defines a warrior? A warrior is more than just a fearless, emotionless fighter. Trying to fit this stereotype can lead to frustration and even burnout. Despite this, the image persists, reinforced by media and personal expectations of what it means to be a warrior. Think about the last time you gave more of yourself than you should have. Maybe you took on so many shifts that you hardly slept, or you always helped others even when you had your own tasks. How did you feel afterward? Tired? Resentful? Worn out? Upset with yourself for not being able to handle everything? You don't have to keep up a relentless pace. A true warrior serves others but also knows they're not invincible. They understand that taking care of themselves first is essential before helping others. What other qualities define a warrior? Warriors come in all shapes, sizes, and genders. Anyone can be a warrior by developing their warrior spirit. A true warrior knows they can't do everything alone. They seek help and don't let fear hold them back. They find a balanced way to serve others, preventing burnout. They aren't arrogant and they don't give up. However, they do understand the importance of strategic retreats. Discover your unique blend, values, and vision. To transport 300 babies from Vietnam to the United States for adoption, extensive planning, a lot of assistance, and many car seats are necessary. In 1975, Leanne faced a daunting task, evacuating babies from Saigon before it fell to the North Vietnamese Army. These babies, born to American servicemen and Vietnamese mothers, were known as Amerasians and were targeted by the enemy. Leanne originally expected to rescue only 6 babies, but the number grew, complicating an already difficult mission. She had few helpers and a race against time to save the infants before the army could harm them. Leanne was determined and resourceful. She believed that we usually have what we need to solve a problem, even if it's not exactly what we want. She and her fellow volunteers transported the infants in groups using an old bus without seat belts or car seats, and cardboard boxes. They moved the babies from Saigon just 3 weeks before it was taken over by the North Vietnamese Army. Essential steps to thriving as a warrior. Leanne's remarkable journey illustrates important actions for anyone embracing their role as a warrior. Use your unique blend of strengths, clarify your beliefs, and create a clear vision for your future. Leanne looked deep inside herself, using her creativity, dedication, and values to achieve her goal, saving American babies from the harsh consequences of the North Vietnamese Army. Each of us possesses a unique set of qualities, what Vinas calls a personal medicine bag of characteristics, that can help us achieve our goals. Think about what makes you stand out. Are you great at making people laugh? Solving engineering problems? Maybe you know a lot about bees, and can use that knowledge to help create better habitats for them. Identify what matters to you. It could be tidy neighborhoods, time with loved ones, helping injured wildlife, or anything else important to you. Spend time understanding your unique combination of interests. Once you've figured out what makes you unique and what values matter most to you, you can create your vision. This guides the direction of your life, the roles you pursue, and how you use your determination to make a positive impact. If you can't rescue 300 babies from an army like Leanne did, that's okay. We can't all do heroic deeds like that, but we can each find our own ways to be warriors in our lives. Confront your fears. Humans all experience fear. What truly defines us is how we act despite these fears. Facing fear and taking action anyway is what we define as courage. To become a warrior, you need to regularly practice being brave. You can strengthen your bravery every day through small actions. Doing something that scares you, like clearing cobwebs or trying new things, helps you become braver. Conquering one fear gives you the courage to face the next. As these successes add up, you'll find yourself able to confront even your biggest fears. Many people fear failing and being criticized for it. These fears are natural and can be difficult to handle. Just summoning courage may not be enough to confront them successfully. To overcome these fears, try shifting your perspective. Remember, even strong warriors experience failure. Everyone fails, often multiple times in life. The only way to avoid failure is to do nothing. Overcome fear of failure. Courage leads to success. If we allow fear of failure to prevent us from trying new things, we'll never get a chance to succeed. So, keep building your bravery, and keep confronting your fears. And maybe consider thinking about Crazy Horse while you do. Crazy Horse was a leader of the Lakota people in the 19th century. He fought against the U.S. Army and was known for his smart tactics. He was the last to surrender, causing fear in his enemies. As a child, his tribe found him odd, but he grew up to be respected for his warrior skills. Despite facing criticism, he overcame his fears to become a revered figure. If you've been working on your courage but still struggle with facing major fears, think of Crazy Horse. Even this legendary warrior had to confront challenges similar to yours to achieve success in battle. We've covered what defines a warrior and what it doesn't, the importance of discovering your unique blend, your values, and your vision, and how to develop courage and confront fears. You're well on your way to living like a warrior. Remain focused yet adaptable. Many know they'll never complete all tasks on their to-do lists. For those striving to do good and help others, this truth can be hard to accept. Understanding what truly matters helps you manage your time wisely. You can't do everything, so you need to decline less important things to focus on what's essential. To decide what's important, review your values and goals. Keep your eyes on your goals so you know what steps to take to achieve them. You can't do everything in one day, but doing something each day will move you forward. In our rush to manage limited time, multitasking might seem like the perfect answer. It promises to handle multiple tasks simultaneously, clearing your to-do list efficiently. When you try to juggle multiple tasks at once, they all end up suffering. True achievers understand the importance of concentrating on one task at a time. By giving your full attention to each activity, you can do it well. Stay connected with your surroundings. When you're focused on your goals, it's important to take breaks and check your surroundings. It's easy to get caught up in work without noticing what's changing around you. So, remember to step back occasionally and stay aware. Lynxes are highly specialized predators adapted for snowy habitats, using their large feet for walking on snow and their fur for blending in. They are known for their strength, intelligence, and hunting skills, particularly in catching their main prey, the snowshoe hare. However, a recent study in Smithsonian Magazine reveals that the number of lynxes in Montana has decreased to less than a tenth of what it was 30 years ago. Why is this happening? It's because their intense focus on hunting snowshoe hares, combined with changes in their environment and competition for food from other predators like bobcats and mountain lions, has made survival increasingly difficult for them. Always keep your goal in mind, but regularly review how you're working towards it. Stay informed about what's happening in the world. You never know when a new idea might boost your efforts. Stimulate your motivation for easy recall. A common myth in our society is that once you discover your true passion, you'll always feel fulfilled and motivated forever. Motivation is similar to a fire in a fireplace. It burns brightly initially, but without fuel, it turns into a pile of ashes. To stay motivated, reconnect with your core values and long-term goals, and engage with your community. In the past, warriors in various Native American tribes relied on their fellow tribe members for encouragement while serving their community. Today, this support might resemble reaching out to your community, colleagues, family members, or close friends. To keep your motivation burning, it's important not only to fuel your fire but also to protect it. Without the proper surroundings, your motivation could fade away. So, it's essential to nurture an environment where your warrior spirit can flourish. Essential needs of a warrior spirit. You probably already know that a fire thrives best in dry conditions with plenty of fuel. But what does a warrior spirit need? To stay motivated, having a supportive community is crucial. Remember, warriors don't have to face everything alone. If you're struggling, confront your fears and ask for help. To maintain a strong warrior spirit, it's important to manage stress wisely. The goal isn't to get rid of stress completely. Stress can actually help you figure out what's truly important, what needs immediate attention, and what you can put off or let go of entirely. Consider your unique blend once more. What do you personally need to maintain a strong spirit? It could be something simple like taking a relaxing bath each day, chatting with a loved one for an hour, or diving into a good book. Whatever it may be, make sure to include it regularly in your life to stay refreshed and prepared to continue fighting for your beliefs. Adapt to setbacks, change, and loss effectively. You've just learned how to stay motivated and thrive in your daily challenges. However, life often surprises us. How can you maintain focus and motivation when you encounter setbacks, unexpected changes, or losses? To handle change or setbacks, it's helpful to stay philosophical, stay focused yet flexible, and stay connected to your community. You may notice some recurring themes in living like a warrior. The same things that help you confront your fears and live with your warrior spirit can also help you gracefully face change. Change is a constant in life, along with death. Setbacks happen to everyone. Knowing these are inevitable, you can accept them when they come. Then focus on dealing with what they mean for your goals. Remember to stay focused on your goals but be flexible in adapting to new situations. When facing loss, there are no simple solutions for handling the intense emotions it brings. However, in times of loss, a warrior does two important things: they seek support from their community and confront the pain of their loss directly. When Vinas and his wife lost their son, he tried to ignore the pain and return to work immediately. However, he felt deeply confused and trapped inside. It wasn't until he confronted his sorrow during a special ceremony to comfort the loss that he could truly start to heal. Key points. 1. Warriors balance serving others with self-care, avoiding burnout and unrealistic expectations. 2. Diversity defines warriors, who harness strengths, seek help, and maintain humility. 3. Courage grows by confronting fears, facing failure, and persisting despite challenges. 4. Focus and adaptability guide warriors, who prioritize goals and stay aware of their surroundings. 5. Motivation, like a fire, depends on community support, reflection on values, and consistent engagement. 6. Stress management and personal rituals sustain a warrior spirit through setbacks and change. 7. Warriors confront loss by seeking community and directly facing emotional challenges for healing.